It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Julie Olson from Advocate Safe House Project is here once again. And you brought along Pam Ruzicka. So, Pam, what is your involvement with ASP? Are you just helping coordinate this latest fundraiser, which we'll talk about in a minute?
Or, I am doing that, okay. But I'm also on the board of directors.
Okay, so a board member. Normally I ask these questions before we get started, but sometimes I forget because we talk about other things and that, you know, I would never get off topic ever.
Never.
Absolutely never.
Never.
So this is something kind of cool. To my knowledge, it's a first of its kind in this area, at least as a fundraiser for a nonprofit. Leveraging technology and the fact that everybody has a smartphone now and all of that. This fundraiser is a 24-hour thing called Embrace the Chase, and this actually sounds really cool. I'm really curious to see the traction you get over this. You know, perhaps not the first year, because the first year is always people just getting to know about it and that kind of thing. And then second, third, fourth, fifth year, they tend to really blow wide open. I'm sure you saw that with Mother's Day Mile and other past fundraisers. So Embrace the Chase is actually something that you'll do using an app on your smartphone. And I want to hear the background on this. Who came up with this idea?
Kind of. We had a committee.
Okay.
And we came up with a few. We were just thinking outside the box. What can we do as a fundraiser? Threw a few things out there, and pretty soon we narrowed it down where we all thought scavenger hunt. Then we had to go find an app. So we all got this app and did a few test runs with it. We're like, well, this is really kind of fun. So we brought it to the board. The board was like, you're crazy. What the heck? So we made them do it at one of our board meetings, and they loved it.
Yeah.
So it's by the way, the app is, what was it, Goose Chase.
Goose Chase.
Goose Chase is the name of the app. It's on Android and Apple devices.
Yep.
Windows devices, do you know?
Yep.
Okay,
any
awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. So Goose Chase, so you sign up for an account, right? And then there's actually the fundraiser portion of it is you pay to find out what the code is.
Correct.
So it's not just one universal wild goose chase that everybody is going on, right?
Right.
It's specific to each. Is that all they do is nonprofit fundraisers? Or
no.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. So not everybody is selling the code.
Right. But I just landed on a plane in Omaha. I was in Omaha overnight during the College World Series.
Uh-huh.
And Expedia said, hey, you want to do a scavenger hunt? It was through Goose Chase. So I did it in downtown Omaha. It was so much fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So walk us through the process. Again, since this is a little bit different, you know, normally I say, you know, go to a website, make a donation, you know, show up at this date and time.
That's basically what happens. You go to aspembracethechase.com.
Okay.
You choose how many people you're going to have on your team. You can play single or you can have up to four people. Put in their info. It's $30 a person. You pay, and you'll immediately get a confirmation email telling you what steps to do next. Download the app. Here's your code to get in. Set up your team. Pick a team name. You can upload a team picture so that there's a dashboard as the game is going on. We can see your team picture and see how many points you have.
Everybody loves metrics.
Yes.
So a special website for this particular fundraiser.
Correct.
aspembracethechase.com.
Correct.
Okay, so you can sign up there. How much, by the way, individual and team
fee,
thank you.
$30 a person. There is no team fee per se, you know.
So if you got four people on your team, it's $120.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the prizes are $1,000 for first place, $750, $500, and $250. So you've
Correct.
Got four different prizes that you will give out. What does that add up to? $2,250? Is that right? Or $2,500 total?
I think it's $2,500. Yeah, I know. I was going, I did this the other night with some friends. They were saying, how much?
Thousand,
and I went,
there's
I
a
think
thousand, that's 500. Yes, 2,500.
Yeah.
Okay. Currently, how many people have already signed? Of course, this is the first time we've really talked about it.
Absolutely.
So, okay. But how many people currently have signed up for Embrace the Chase?
I think we only have 20 people.
Yeah.
So chances are pretty good.
Yeah. Right. So that's why I said the odds are really good.
Some of them are on a team.
Gotcha. So if you're on a team, you have to share that with the other four members of the team.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, that changes my thinking a little bit. At first, I was thinking, you know, three other people, you get three other minds and all that. But then you got to share the, you know.
The wealth.
So this works on a point system. So, again, it's intended. It's a scavenger hunt, a virtual scavenger hunt. So do people have to – is it kind of like the – I forget the game that was really popular 3 or 4 years ago where you had to go and find the
Pokemon.
Yes, or whatever.
Yeah, what was that?
I would say Finding Waldo, but I think that's a long time ago.
That would be a lot longer than 3 or 4 years ago.
So, and I don't know that it was digital either.
No.
Yes, most of them are take a picture of, and usually we want you in the picture or your teammate, or take a video of.
What if we don't show up in pictures, though?
Well, you have to do a selfie.
Yeah, but I don't show up on film.
Oh, you're a ghost. That's interesting. Well, you'll have to have someone stand in for you.
So, say, for instance, the question will be a historic building in downtown Glenwood that was built by, I don't know, Walter Devereux.
Right.
I don't know if he actually built any buildings downtown, but
it could be something like that.
Who's a past mayor. Wasn't he? Let's go with that.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It would be more general than that because you can play from anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States. You don't have to be in Glenwood. So it could be a historical building with a plaque of dedication.
So how are you going to take a picture of yourself in front of that building then?
Tricky. You have to do a good selfie.
Yeah, good selfie. And or you ask people to help you. So it's for the introverts, it's getting you a little bit out of your
there
comfort
are
zone.
Questions where you have to find a certain professional person and get your picture taken with them.
Okay. So like a doctor or an attorney or something like that?
Someone who would be working on a weekend.
Okay.
Out in public.
All right. And by the way, again, this is just for 24 hours.
Yes.
So it starts at noon on Saturday. Ends at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, so if you have something on one day, you could play on the other day, or you could play all night long, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, it's virtual, so you don't necessarily have to get out.
No.
I'm still trying to reconcile. Yeah. I'm trying to reconcile how you take pictures of all these
you're
different things.
You're going to have
still...
to be out because you're going to have pictures like by a bridge.
Okay.
You know, a landmark that everyone would have in their area. So,
but let's say you, Gabe, do not want to get outside of your house. You could do everything except the photos and the videos. There are other clues,
riddles,
brain teasers.
Trivia.
You could find some of them you might just know off the top of your head, or you'd have to go do some research and find it.
So explain to me how your scavenger hunt is different than a random one, like the one you did in Omaha, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Explain how the Advocate Safe House Project fundraiser's scavenger hunt is different than others.
Well, I guess the biggest difference would be we've got sponsors, so we have you go look up information about Alpine Bank and domestic violence. Give us some stats, you know, go find out how many survivors.
I don't know what the trivia question is, but if you're listening, I'll help you out. Founded in 1973 in Carbondale, if that helps. That's a give me.
Okay.
Cut me in if you win.
Yeah. There's information about Advocate Safe House Project, domestic violence, sexual assault, healthy relationships, just like Pam said. So you can educate yourself.
So you actually, by you, I mean Advocate Safe House, actually came up with the whole thing. So it's not like these are stock questions or trivia or anything. Like it's all designed and specific to this area.
Yes and no. I mean, some of them are, but some are like some of the brain teasers, no. You know, those type of things. No.
Okay.
But we had the board and staff come up with the clues. So some of them are somewhat random in a lot of respects, and you're going to have to put some time into it.
It sounds like this. Obviously, the whole idea is to get the community involved and active. It sounds like it had a similar effect already on the staff and the board.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
It sounds like everybody's really excited about this.
It
I mean,
is
what
so
a great
fun.
Way to get everybody thinking is.
Right.
Reminds me, we've done a few contests over the years that, you know, required people to send us entries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go out to lunch and spend like 4 hours reading all these entries and just having a great time at lunch. It sounds like a similar kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Brainstorming.
Absolutely.
Kind of exercise. So again, if you would like to participate in this, the special website is aspembracethechase.com. It's $30 per person.
Mm-hmm.
You can be on a team of up to 4 people if you choose. You will need to download the Goose Chase app, and then that $30 is basically so that you can get the code to go around town and
have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as the and again, there are some like brain teaser kind of questions that may be kind of general, like, I don't know, how fast does hair grow on average or something like that.
It could be.
There are random things, yeah.
But as far as the actual virtual scavenger hunt is concerned, how large an area will folks have to travel? We already established that, you know, you mentioned Alpine Bank, so obviously within their service area. Carbondale, again, is where they started, if you didn't hear that before. I'm trying to help people out.
Well, you know, Bank of Colorado goes into Nebraska.
Yes, they do.
A diner, the 19th Street Diner, is also one of our sponsors. Post Independent.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more.
Elk.
The Elks.
Here, Glenwood Springs Elks, and we have some other ones, too.
Vector. So we direct you to those websites.
Right.
Okay. Vector Bank, yeah.
Glenwood Springs Ford, Grand River Health, and Valley Veterinary Hospital. So you never...
So a lot of the scavenger portion will involve one of those sponsors.
Right.
Okay.
So that could be, you know, so...
What a great tie-in, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, the weather this weekend is not supposed to be uber great. So this is something that you can do. You know, you can get your friends together, do this. You could, I hate to say this, but you could be at Strawberry Days under the tent or, you know, having a cocktail or two and doing it.
Yeah.
Or I'm not. And, you know, at home with your friends. So, yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, everybody likes hanging out in the park during Strawberry Days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a great extra activity, especially, you know, if you've got teenage kids, that kind of thing.
Oh,
you know,
they
like to
family
go
thing.
Hang out with their friends or something that you can involve the entire family with. And remember, there is no carnival at Strawberry Days this year.
Okay.
So here you go. Here's a family-friendly event that you can replace the carnival with.
Oh, that's a great idea. I hadn't realized that. The other thing, too, this is a great team-building event. So if you have, for a business, as you said, as a family as well, but it's like you could – I know some – Literacy Outreach is doing this as a team building event, and they're going to do it for several hours or more. And then they might go, okay, if one of the team members is like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. This is fun. Great.
Well, you know, a business is just like a family.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time together.
A large dysfunctional family, but a family nevertheless.
Depends where you're from. So.
Again, the website is aspembracethechase.com.
Mm-hmm.
Back in just a couple minutes, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Pam Ruzicka and Julie Olson from Advocate Safe House Project. By the way, if you would like to learn more about Advocate Safe House, obviously you can go to advocatesafehouse.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for this particular digital scavenger hunt that happens this weekend, that website is aspembracethechase.com. Again, $30 per person. In order to participate, you'll have to download the Goose Chase app. And then that $30 will buy you the code that is specific to this particular digital scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Again, it's noon Saturday until noon Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, again, you've got a number of sponsors, and so people will have to look up trivia and go to some of these sponsor locations. My question is, go ahead.
Okay, I would say locations, but in this day, because it's virtual, it can be on the web.
Okay, so you can superimpose yourself over the page. Is that what you were talking about before, Pam?
Possible.
We're not going to give you too many
hints. Not giving me any straight answers. No. I feel like I need to like really put the pressure on here.
Yeah.
I want you to be very intrigued, so you want to play.
Okay, all right. Leave something to the imagination, all that. All right, fair enough. So my question is, are all of these clues leading you to a particular location or item? Okay.
No, that's why you can do it from anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
So, every clue is worth a certain amount of points. So videos are worth a lot because they're a little more active and action-oriented.
Videos that are submitted of you. Okay. So if I take a video of myself eating at the 19th Street Diner,
right?
For instance,
right.
Okay. And of course, at the same time, while I'm eating, I'm going to be giving you the answer to one of the questions that you ask.
Right. Like there may be a question about an item on the 19th Street Diner menu.
Okay. Would this be an item that they serve on Wednesday?
Not that
okay.
one. It might be on there. We have so many clues. I've kind of That might be one of them.
We have over.
Like, we all know what that is.
30 clues.
Yeah, we have a lot.
230
something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, and so it's not something you're going to get done in an hour. By no means.
No.
We'll see if people complete them all. I don't know.
Fascinating. That is really interesting.
There are a lot of clues.
Now, again, of course, at any time between now and noon on Sunday, you can go on the website and pay the $30 and get the code. But you cannot see any of those clues until noon on Saturday.
Correct.
Okay. So I want to make sure people are, you know, we're clear on that. You can go and you can register.
Right. You want to be ready.
Yeah. At any time. Yeah.
Right.
And then the starting gun or whatever is at noon on Saturday.
Right. And if let's say you don't start at noon on Saturday,
it's okay.
It's okay. You can start any time before noon on Sunday because that's when it ends. The other thing too. If you haven't registered yet and it's new, it's let's say 5 o'clock on Saturday, you can still register.
Right. You can register at any time up until noon on Sunday and you can
do as many as you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll know on the dashboard who's leading.
So everybody can see that. I thought that was just something that you guys saw on the back end. Okay.
So you will know I need to hurry up on this. I'm really close. I can taste the $1,000.
So it can be either forgive me, I'm a gamer. It can be either a cooperative or a head-to-head kind of thing. Okay.
Absolutely. The other thing, too, I want to point out, let's say you don't
remember. Or a death match, as we would call it.
Okay, okay. But if you don't remember ASPEmbracethechase.com, you can go to our website and you'll find it.
There's a link there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, that's advocatesafehouse.org.
Yeah.
Anything specific that the money that's raised from this digital scavenger hunt will be used for, or just general ASP services?
Pretty much just general ASP services. One of the things that we came up with is that we felt like when we stopped the Mother's Day Mile, we stopped our horse show, and because the reality was attendance was going down and it was a lot of work and it cost a lot to put these events on. So that's why we were trying to find something a little bit different. But we knew that we wanted to be a friend-raiser because this is that's really important too, so that people know about us. And so that's why with the scavenger hunt, it's not just a generic random scavenger hunt. Parts of it are. But parts of it are about us as well. And so you have to be able to answer things about Advocate Safe House Project. I came up one day, we met, and I just came up with 20 or 30 things. And I went, okay, now I got to go find the answers. You know, like what? And can we find the answers readily? Because that's the other thing, too. We have tested all the missions or all the clues. Oh, so you can find them.
That sounds like such a hard thing to
Terrible.
Do.
Terrible. But I didn't win $1,000, so.
Yeah.
But I think that's important, too. But the other thing, too, you know, the funds that are raised will support, you know, survivors of domestic and or sexual violence here in Garfield County. That's our service area. We have a safe house.
That might be a question. Oh.
There you go. Yeah. So you better be taking notes, folks.
Absolutely. You know? And, yeah, so I think it'll be fun, but it'll also be very educational.
Speaking of the Mother's Day Mile, mm-hmm. how was the very last Mother's Day Mile, by the way?
The Mother's Day Mile went very well. We had – this is just off the top of my head, so I don't have anything in front of me. But we had like 430 people at the actual event participating in it, and then we probably had another 20 to 40 volunteers there.
So probably another 100 people just sitting in the stands.
Yeah, and some people just watched.
Yeah.
And so, because it was at the high school,
the weather was great.
And it was in honor of Nancy Reinisch, too.
I was going to say.
It was also free.
I'm sure she was smiling down.
Oh my God, it was great. It was really a great event.
We think she helped with the weather.
Yeah, I told her. I said, please, Nancy.
You think she can put in a good word?
Please, Nancy, please. And so, yeah, it was a really great event. And it was a great event for Paul Salmon and Chaz and Marco with their family because the previous day was the service, the celebration of life for Nancy. So there was a lot of family in town. And it was a great event in the sense that if you weren't able to go to her celebration of life, you were able to come here. And we had the walk and talk folks there. They were able to raise some money for I'm not exactly sure if they're doing a statue or a bench. I think it's a bench. And then the tri-team, the Roaring Fork Women's Triathlon team, which Nancy started, they were able to start raising some money for a fountain. And I'm not – I believe it's around the bridge. I don't know all the details. And we were able to raise some donations as well. So it was just all really a good event.
It's always a good day when you can raise some money at a free event.
Yeah.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about Advocate Safe House, the website is easy. It's advocatesafehouse.org. And there is a link to the special digital scavenger hunt on that website as well. But the actual website for the digital scavenger hunt is aspembracethechase.com. Again, you can pay your $30 and register anytime up until noon on Sunday. The actual scavenger hunt starts at noon Saturday and continues for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds? We're splitting hairs
it's
here.
It's 24.
yeah, it will shut off.
All right. Some more details about the types of questions and what you will be expected to do when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Julie Olson, the Executive Director of the Advocate Safehouse Project, and Pam Rizika, a board member. How large is your board, by the way, Julie?
Well, we have up to 11 seats, okay. And right now we're at 9.
So you've got a couple open mm-hmm. positions. So mm-hmm. if anybody's listening and they'd be interested in serving on a volunteer board, mm-hmm. Just give you a call.
Sure.
At Advocate Safehouse Project.
Our admin or the office is 970-945-2632.
2632.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 945-2632 and mm-hmm. ask for you specifically.
Sure.
If they'd like more information.
Yeah.
What kind of qualifications, Pam, for being on the board? Obviously, a member of the community. Since Advocate Safe House is specific to Garfield County, do you have to be a resident of Garfield County?
No.
It helps. You got to come to meetings.
Well, that's fair enough. How often do you get together?
Once a month.
Okay.
And then for special events, you know, depending on what we've been meeting a lot with this event coming up.
I imagine.
So,
sure.
You know, it just depends what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the digital scavenger hunt is noon Saturday to noon Sunday. And you do need to register. You need to download an app. So it's a good idea to do all of that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is $30 to register, and then you'll get the special code that you'll use on the Goose Chase app. It's a little bit like, I don't know if either of you have ever done geocaching.
Yes.
It's a little bit like that, it seems like,
mm-hmm.
Although a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes and no.
You're right, exactly. So let's talk again. By the way, first place prize is $1,000. Then there's $750, $500, and $250. So $2,500 total in prizes that will go out to folks. And at least last, so before the interview today, only 20 people that had signed up.
Mm-hmm.
So
odds
are
really good.
Odds are pretty good. That's made the one odds in five, right?
Two of them are teams.
So, yeah.
So
okay.
Better's your odds.
That absolutely betters your odds, definitely. Let's talk about, again, the specific questions may involve one of the sponsors, which you mentioned the list of sponsors before. I know Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, Vectra Bank are on there.
Yep. Post Independent.
19th Street Diner.
Glenwood Springs Elk Lodge.
Glenwood Springs Ford.
I'm looking at Grand River Health and the Valley Veterinary Hospital, I believe it is. Yes.
Right. Okay. So, again, the question may involve one of those sponsors and may require you to take some kind of picture or video.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, as you were you mentioned this during the break, just a point of clarification, you actually have to take the picture or video within the app.
Correct.
So that's one of the permissions that you'll have to give the app is that it can take pictures and video. And
it
record
does
audio,
save them into your phone. Okay. So after I got done with the scavenger hunt, they were all in my photos.
Okay. So you'll still have a record of it yourself.
Yeah.
So you can prove to all your friends later that that's how you came up with this $1,000 when you win.
That's right.
Again, everything is based on a point system. Are the points based on the difficulty of the particular task or whatever?
Sometimes it is, and then sometimes it's based on if it's about a sponsor, because we want to make sure you do that one.
Okay.
So we want you to go to their website and look up whatever.
So what is the point range?
I want to say 200 to 600 or 800, something like that.
Okay. And again, there's no upper limit. Well, I guess the upper limit would be whatever the total number of points possible times the number of people there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you'll have a dashboard on your phone in the app where you can see where you're at, what place you're in. So if there are 200 players, you can see that you're in 150th. You can see if you're in 10th place. So as it's going along and people are submitting things, you can see exactly where you are.
That can be a huge motivating factor.
Absolutely.
Like if, you know, if you're,
we got to keep going.
Right, exactly.
We're
you know?
Close.
Again, the scavenger hunt itself happens from noon Saturday until noon Sunday, but you can register at any time through the scavenger hunt itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking even if you signed up by yourself and you were talking with someone at Strawberry Days and you say, you need to get on my team, you know, go sign up. And then get them on your team in the app, which you can add.
So can you also kick people off your team?
No. Once you're in the Goose Chase team, you are in the team.
Once you're on the team.
You're going, someone's not producing, so we want them off and we want someone else on. No, that doesn't work.
And again, this is an app that you may end up using at you know, other times in the future. Like you mentioned, Pam, in a trip to Omaha.
Yeah.
And you came up with something that you could do there.
Yeah, I was surprised it was on the Goose Chase app, so it was really easy. But I thought, well, I want to go do it just to see how they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it was fun.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Again, the event website is aspembracethechase.com.
You know, depending upon how old you are, if you're my age or older, and we'll just leave it at that, you might think, this isn't really fun. This, like, why would I do this? You know, are you kidding me? Because I'll be honest, at our board retreat, many of us were like that, including moi. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to do this. It was so much fun. So anytime you get people doing this, either, and we had teams of four, it was so much fun. So it is not an ageist thing. It's for all ages. It really is. And some of us who are older may have more knowledge about certain things as well.
If you don't have a smartphone, find somebody with a smartphone.
Exactly. I think you can do it with a
tablet. Because the younger people may have knowledge that you don't have.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, a tablet would be the same thing. So, yeah if you've got an Android or you said it's available for Windows, too.
Yeah.
So
as
if
long
you've
as
got
you
any
have
kind
a
of
connection
tablet,
that can submit live, you know.
So you will need one that's it's got an air card
cellular
or something like that. Yes.
Something.
Thank you.
Now, this is a question. Can I do some of the questions on a PC?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, sorry, people. You got to get the phones or the tablets.
All right. Again, the event website is aspembracethechase.com. You want to learn more about the organization that you'll be supporting by participating, go to advocatesafehouse.org. Actually, the links probably go both ways, too,
yeah.
don't they,
now
yeah. that I think about it. I see this being kind of fun,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in the parade.
Yes.
And we have a goose. We call her Gina. We have dressed her up. She has jewelry. She's going to walk through the parade with us, and we're going to hand out little Frisbees and info with our challenge, of course.
Awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be perfect timing because the actual scavenger hunt starts at noon on Saturday.
Absolutely.
So right after the Strawberry Days Parade.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Again, aspembracethechase.com. $30 per person. If you pay that, you'll get the code to use on the Goose Chase app. And then, again, the scavenger hunt starts at noon on Saturday, continues through noon on Sunday. And it will involve, you know, I almost forgot. Again, some questions about the sponsors mm-hmm. who we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some general trivia questions mm-hmm. like brain teasers.
Sure.
On average, how many eyelashes does an average person have or something along those lines?
I'll use that next year.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I'm great with useless knowledge.
Okay.
And also some like trivia questions that may involve what Advocate Safe House does.
Mm-hmm. What year was Advocate Safe House Project started?
Okay, there you go.
Look it up. I'm not going to give you the answer. I want to point something out about your team. So let's say you have a team member here in Glenwood. You could have a team member that's in Denver, a team member that's in New York City, and a team member that's in Texas. They don't all need to be together. So keep that in mind. So you might have some family members that are across the country that would be kind of fun to do.
And it sounds like you can add team members at any time as well. So if you're working through this Saturday afternoon and
you're
one
like,
of those,
wow, I need help.
Yeah, one of those questions would require someone else's help, then you can
mm-hmm.
add someone to your team at any point.
Right.
Again, a maximum of four, though, on
you can
each
also
team.
Get volunteers, you know, because I'll just tell you right now, one of the clues is video yourself doing leapfrog with at least four people. So you're going to need to ask some people to
help
you.
Mm.
Don't be shy.
Interesting. I haven't done that since I was in kindergarten.
Right.
That's right.
The other thing, too, is, you know, what's that? Is it you want to be a millionaire or whatever and you have your help or your helpline?
Oh,
well, we do have a helpline with Advocate Safe House Project. Please do not call it for answers on Embrace the Chase. Okay, people? Please do not.
That would be a different kind of helpline.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
exactly.
They are coded. So the picture ones have a camera on them. And then the word ones have like some scribble things. So if you only want to do the word ones, just go click on all the blue ones or whatever color they are and answer those.
So if you really wanted to do this just hanging out at the house
or
you say, Julie, under the tent at Sayre Park.
Right. Yeah.
I know where we're going to be able to find you, it sounds like.
Well, for a little bit.
Again, the website is aspembracethechase.com. Register for $30 at any time. And then the actual digital scavenger hunt, Saturday noon to Sunday noon.
Correct.
What is it they always say when you have to text in for a contest? You know, normal data rates apply.
Yeah.
So oh, that's a good point.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
All
yeah.
right. See how it goes. I'm really curious to see how well this turns out.
Yeah, we are
out.
Too.
We are too.
Yeah,
fingers
and
crossed.
Yes, it's the first year, so you never know how things are working out. So there's some things we know we need to do differently for next year, and that's fine. That's what this is all about, is learning how to do this and providing a fun event for the community, the family, and also to raise funds for Advocate Safe House Project.
Have a wonderful time.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
We'll see you next time, I guess probably in the fall, right?
For, yep.
What is the next
LunaFest.
One?
LunaFest will be coming up
thinking.
In January of 2020. Wow.
Cannot be. It cannot be.
I know. We're already at the halfway point almost.
All right. Look at the time.
Yeah, okay.
All the best. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.